How do you treat your enemies? Do you have anyone who you would really consider an enemy? Someone that just hates you? Someone that has nothing nice to say to you or about you behind your back? Who's just downright mean? Unfriendly, unkind, angry, bitter, hurtful, resentful. Someone who's hurt you deeply. The Bible describes us as that toward God. It says, well, we were enemies. We, by spitting in the face of our Creator, by turning our back on the one who loves us and gave us everything good to enjoy, and we turn and spit in His face, we ignore Him, we pretend like He doesn't exist, we dishonor Him. Look at how God treats His enemies. While we were enemies, Romans 5 verse 10, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Contemplate that. How I treat people who dislike me, who hurt me. And God says, for these people who dislike me, dishonor me, despise me, do everything they can to hurt me, I'm going to take my most precious possession, my only son, and I'm going to send him to become one of them, to live among them, to be physically abused by them, and to ultimately die in their place as a sacrifice, as a substitute for them, so I can heal our relationship and bring them back to me. Staggering. Because I don't tend to treat my enemies like that. I know I'm supposed to love my enemies. Jesus said that, so I try to smile and wave and be nice, but my heart doesn't go out toward them. And I certainly don't want to sacrifice my most precious things to rescue them, to heal that relationship. That's exactly what God did for us. While we were enemies, we were reconciled. That relationship with God was healed by the death of His Son. That's what we celebrate. We're a bunch of sinners that have been freely forgiven, called saints, welcomed into His family. Not as outsiders, but as adopted children, brothers. We get to enjoy His presence, His love forever. That's how God treats us, His enemies. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to remember what Jesus did for us. Like He told us, bread and juice. Bread representing His body broken for us. Juice representing His blood poured out for us. That was what it took to heal our broken relationship with a God who loves us. We'll give thanks. And if you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in Him, you're invited to remember with us. Take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice. Hold on to that. Reflect as you hold that in your hand on what God did for you to make you His forever. How He poured out His love on you. Let's pray and give Him thanks. We'll take that together. Father, thank You. Thank You for so loving us, who set ourselves against You, who ignore You and despise You and hated You, turned away from You. You pursued us. While we were Your enemies, and conquered our hard-hearted rebellion with Your overflowing love. Thank You for this bread and this juice that reminds us that you are a God who chases down his enemies to make us his friends. Pours out love on those who don't deserve it. And transforms us by your Holy Spirit poured into our hearts. Thank you in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for being my willing substitute. Who laid down his own life for those who hated him. And as they pounded the nails and suspended you there from the cross, you cried out to your Father, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." Lord Jesus, that's us. Thank you for extending your love to us and making us yours. Never let us forget what you did for us. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.